Hello, welcome back to Switching Hats, the careers podcast for researchers who are keen to look beyond the classical academic pathway for their career. Today, with me, Linus Bielinski.
And me, Chiara Toschi, also a postdoc and part of the Research Career Initiative. After we heard in our last episode from Holly Reeve on how to commercialize your ideas and launch your own business in lab-based research and development, today we shift gears a little and explore a career far away from the wet lab in the humanities sector. Vite published a report recently showing that PhD graduates in the humanities have the lowest chance among PhD graduates from all disciplines to pursue a research career in academia. But of course, there are numerous ways to build on a passion for your research field, even outside of academia.
And today we are delighted to talk to someone who is a glowing example for just that. We are joined by Alexa Frost, PhD in classics and currently an archivist for the Blenheim Palace Heritage Foundation. Welcome, Alexa. Thanks so much for being with us today, especially since both Chiara and myself have a STEM background and we are excited to hear about your career from a perspective that is a little different to our own.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So to kick things off, can you tell us a little bit about your research background and how you became an archivist after your PhD? What was the career journey like for you to this point?
So I completed my undergraduate classics degree at St Anne's in Oxford. I then did a master's at Bristol University and a PhD at Royal Holloway in classics. My focus was on ancient philosophy, but I'd also did an MA in psychoanalytic studies. I left academia and joined Blenheim Palace in 2015, and the condition of me taking that post was to do further studies and receive a degree in archives and records management, which I did at the University of Dundee.
Okay, interesting. This sounds pretty smooth if you listed like this the several degrees and how you got there. Were there any main challenges you faced while pursuing your degrees or pursuing your research during that time?
Yeah, huge amounts of challenges that we all face. My academic career spanned 20 years. I didn't receive external funding, and that meant that in and amongst doing the research and the studying, I had to work alongside that at times.
Yeah, is that, you think, a common story that the humanities, often people are not funded and have to work alongside? I mean, recently we hear that many students, even in the undergrads, have to work in parallel to their studies. So
absolutely.
Do you think this has changed at all, or rather gotten worse? Or
I think that it is got better in some fields, but worse in others. My interest in PhD research was so narrow that there wasn't the opportunity for funding at the time that I started to focus on ancient Stoic philosophy.
But you ended up in a sector, in a role where you can really follow your passion still, right? In a way, now you're working as an archivist. So was there any point where you reached that point of decision to go into that direction, or was this more organic of a transition? Can you remember the point?
Yeah, I mean, I moved away from academia due to family commitments, and that took me away from teaching and publication experience, and the combination of the financial constraints of having funded my degrees meant that the academic career was not viable. The opportunity to work as an archivist at Blenheim Palace came at the perfect time. It's a wonderful opportunity to transfer the skills you've developed as a researcher to make original source material available to other researchers later down the line and make sure that the material is appropriately preserved for posterity.
Yeah, maybe you touched upon it a little bit, but at what sort of stage of your career did you realize that you had an interest in like archival material? Yeah, at what point were you like, oh yeah, actually, maybe I want to do that?
I fell upon it by chance, to be honest with you. There was an opportunity for some freelance cataloguing work at Blenheim in 2014, and I really enjoyed the work there. And so when the post of assistant archivist came a year later, I applied for it. I had great reservations of the application at first, and largely because I didn't have experience that I was expecting the sector would require. I didn't have a degree or technical knowledge of the job. And I think that often puts people off applying and going out of their comfort zone for jobs that they would be capable with the right training. Blenheim were fantastic. They funded my archives and records management degree, and I worked part-time alongside doing that. So there was opportunity to learn on the job and develop my skills at the same time as keeping up with the sector requirements.
Yeah, because I hear that some of these, I have some friends in the kind of cataloging archival sort of field, and they are saying that, yeah, there's a lot of kind of training and hurdles and sort of, you know, pathways that you should follow to get there. And sometimes if you haven't followed that in your undergrad and you've gone other ways, it's kind of hard to go back into the field. But mm-hmm. you're saying that actually one shouldn't be put off by not having done the right, let's say, track, sort of the expected track, but should try applying anyway.
I think for many positions, the job description, whilst that may be quite fixed, there's flexibility in previous experience and personal specification, and that's a lot of that is an employer's wish list. If you've got the interest, the aptitude to learn, the commitment to the role that you're taking on, then the majority of employers will be more than happy to support you in your training and keep an open mind of the possibilities that are available out there to develop those skills, even if you're not in direct employment.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, so there's a lot of different sectors in archive and library work, like commercial archives, scientific, clinical, legal archives. How did you sort of decide which sector you wanted to be in? I guess maybe your background kind of, did it make sense for Blenheim with your background?
I think that the location was definitely a big factor, living in Oxfordshire at the time. And I was excited to work in the heritage sector and the opportunities that can bring from an archival point of view, the range of material that we have and the different uses that can be put to made it a very exciting opportunity to nice. Take.
Yeah, nice. How does a typical work day or work week look like for you?
So my role is actually quite varied. Ultimately, it's my responsibility to preserve and protect the archival material, catalogue it so that we know what we've got and where that it is, and make sure that it is available to researchers internally and externally as required. But in and amongst that, there are exciting finds that we like to share with the media, or support exhibitions by using original material. There's an important role for archival material at Blenheim in relation to restoration projects. So if we've got information about the original material that was used, when alterations were made, it's important to make sure that we know what we have and where we've got to support those. And we're looking to develop our education workshop to make original and digitised material available to children to help them understand the context of archival material in history, and encourage them to create their own archives and speak to their relatives and keep their diaries, so that in 300 years' time we can find out what it was like for children in Oxfordshire and a wider field, what life was like. Like there.
Yes. They're saying that in 2050, I think London is going to be like Barcelona.
Right.
So maybe they'll be, I don't know, super tanned and much more, yeah, so you mentioned a little bit about researchers and working with researchers. Do you still do research? And if so, kind of how does it differ from your, how is it different from your academic type of research or for a type of academic research?
I don't actually do any research at the moment, and that is at times with regret. There is wealth of information that's waiting to be explored, but I don't have the time capacity to be able to do that. I think one of the challenges that I have faced coming from a research background into archival work comes from the way that we approach cataloguing. From a researcher's point of view, you want to look at original source material and offer your interpretation and build upon it for your arguments. As a result of that, when you're cataloguing, you have to make sure that your descriptions are very neutral, not using emotive language, not indicating a personal point of view or judgment on what has been said. Because in many cases, researchers won't go into an archives. They will just look at the catalogue and take the catalogue description as what was actually what the material is about. So that was certainly a learning curve at the beginning.
Maybe just a point on that. You mentioned that the cataloguing is kind of a different approach than from a researcher's perspective. So if you go into this role from being a researcher before, do you think it's more easy or more difficult if you then have to work in different, like a spread of different topics in doing the cataloguing work versus the research work? Is this an additional challenge to then, or does it actually help in being having this neutral approach that you talk about?
I think that it may be a challenge at the start because you are looking at material and instinctively as a researcher want to interpret it. It is something that you can develop and transfer your skills as a researcher by thinking or taking a step back, what are the other ways to interpret this? And if you think and from a wider perspective, you then become more neutral in your descriptions.
Do you feel that there were other challenges, sort of especially when you kind of started the transition between between academic to non-academic? Do you feel that, there were other challenges that you faced that maybe you weren't expecting? And kind of the flip side of that, do you feel that there were things that were like much better than your academic research?
I think academic research for me was a very isolating time of my life. I loved the research. I loved the time in the Bodleian and other wonderful libraries that I worked in, but it was very much lone working. You didn't have the engagement with other people that you might have in a busy office environment or in a lab environment. So the transition to archives was comparatively easy as a lone worker there as well. But what I've enjoyed most about the transition over time, now we have a clear understanding of the material that we hold at Blenheim, we're able to share that knowledge, share that information, which means that I work closely with the education department, the exhibition teams, with the marketing department, restoration. We offer internships for students at Oxford University. So there's a wide range of people that I can share the enthusiasm for history and bring history alive to, rather than being sat on my own, just typing and beavering away.
That sounds very relatable. Talking about working in an office space rather than in a library can be a bit more enticing. So you touched a bit on how you got your first job, that you started part-time working for Blenheim. And you also mentioned just now that you offer internships to students at the moment. So for a student or researcher at this point in time, would be your suggestion, if they're interested in a job in the heritage sector or at Blenheim specifically, to go via the internship route or via a part-time opportunity, or should they apply for a full-time position? And if so, what is the best way to do that? Do they need to prepare in some specific way? Or is it more getting on-the-job experience somehow, either via an internship or via some other role that is not a full-time position yet?
I think the internship route is a great opportunity for students to test the waters in a variety of different fields to see where they would like to end up working. In terms of the archive sector, we do offer micro internships at Blenheim at the end of every term. And thinking more widely, if you go onto the National Archives website, there is an online archive directory which will give you a list of archives throughout the UK that you could approach to ask for work experience there. It's also worth contacting local heritage organisations, museums, records office, and private sector businesses. There aren't necessarily going to be paid opportunities, unfortunately, and you're in a situation where lots of positions want you to have experience before a permanent post. So there is a chicken and egg. But if you're happy to volunteer your time or have a short-term contract, then it's definitely worth looking into that as soon as you're sure that's what you'd like to go into.
Yeah, that's interesting. It really seems to be true across sectors that unpaid work seems to be a prerequisite to some degree or experience to get anywhere. But it's really, really good, the list of tips you mentioned of where to go, which organizations to approach. So next to getting this experience for the job somehow, how important would you say is getting the right context, just knowing the right people, maybe in the field or people who can tell you what is needed? Or getting to get this first foot in the door? How important is networking in a way before you get there?
I think networking is very helpful, and that can be done on a variety of different levels. Joining professional bodies is a great way of getting to know more about the sector. And, for example, joining the Archives and Records Association, I would strongly recommend. It's inexpensive for students, and the membership is tiered according to salary. So it's a very affordable way to get information about the sector. They offer extensive training both online and face-to-face. Often they're free or reduced price for members. That means you can build up your skills. So even if you don't necessarily have a lot of experience working in archives, you can say, I have attended this, I know about copyright, I know about digitization, and that puts you in a strong position to be able to apply for a range of jobs, even if you haven't spent a couple of years volunteering beforehand. The other recommendation that I would have would be to sign up to the National Archives newsletter. Again, they have training opportunities, and the Scottish Council of Archives similarly. And speak to professionals, for example, college archivists in Oxford or at other universities, business archives. Go up to the National Archives and ask to speak to people there, and visit archives exhibitions that are around, because then you can see how the material is used above and beyond being catalogued appropriately and stored in the right conditions. There's a lot to learn from that, and you get to know people along the way.
Yeah, it's really about expanding your horizon to some degree, right? If you get to know the people in
Absolutely.
The field and maybe discover
yes.
what skills you need, yeah. as you mentioned. So you did a diploma in archives and records management,
yes.
right? Also, presumably to get skills beyond the research skills from doing a PhD. Mm. Would you recommend that people do some sort of formal training like that in order to transition? or is that not? Is this not absolutely necessary?
I would highly recommend it. Lots of posts require postgraduate qualification in archives and records management. And the Archives and Records Association on their website have a list of accredited institutions that provide that. However, then you're in the realm of an additional expense of paying to do yet another degree. So there are other opportunities and avenues to get into the archive sector, such as apprenticeships that have been recently launched.
Yeah, so there are more than one route into the sector. That's really good to know. Yeah. So in terms of general skills that one could build on, are there some key skills beyond the things we learned during our research career that you would recommend people to build on if they're interested in a career in the archives, be it language skills, or you managed to have this approach of being completely neutral when copying and...
Mm. I would recommend an introduction to Latin and potentially medieval Latin, but certainly paleography is going to be an important skill to develop. And there are online courses that you can do to develop those skills and learn a little bit more about the handwriting that you're likely to be faced with transcribing. Knowledge of digital curation and a keenness to engage with information technology developments is also really important. I'm aware that the National Archives provide training in digital curation, and that's a free course that you can sign up to, which will help you understand a little bit more about how digitization works in terms of cataloging, preservation, and general storage of the material once it has been digitized. And in terms of personality skills, the ability to work independently and as part of a multiple team with regular and ad hoc deadlines are key. You asked about my day-to-day work. My day-to-day work is ultimately cataloguing and preserving the material, but then there's constant requests for information from a variety of different parties which have different deadlines. So flexibility is essential in the role and being able to adapt accordingly.
Are any of these deadlines self-imposed, so you can kind of decide, organize yourself a little bit how you structure your workday, or is it completely coming from the outside that you are entirely need to adapt from whatever the different clients or need that you work for?
I think it's a bit of both. For me personally, I like setting my own deadlines, having a clear idea of how the next 3 months is going to pan out, mm-hmm. With my to-do list and setting goals and ambitions to achieve the end of a certain project by a time, I think keeps me personally on track. But with that, the flexibility, you don't know what's going to come up in 3 months. You may not have achieved what you had hoped, and that's absolutely fine. You just pick it up later down the line. But I personally find structuring my work means that I work more productively.
That's very good general life advice.
Yeah, you mentioned some of the graduate internships that the archives are like now launching. I was wondering if you could, maybe give a little bit more details about that. Is this meant for undergraduates coming out of their degrees, or would they be open to kind of people at any stage, like even PhD students? And how, would one know about them?
In the last couple of years, there have been apprenticeships that have been created for the archives and records management and library sectors. Most recently, there's the Level 7 Archivist and Records Management Apprenticeship, which is the equivalent on completion after 3 years of an MA degree. There are details about that on the National Archives website, and the training provider is Westminster Adult Education Service. That gives you the opportunity to learn on the job and develop your skills. So when you start, you're not expected to have extensive knowledge, but by the end of it, the hope is that you would then be in a position to take on a role of assistant archivist or potentially archivist themselves. That's a postgraduate opportunity, but there's also a level 3 library information and archive service assistant apprenticeship, which gives you a range of experience working in libraries as well as archive services. I would recommend checking out the Institute for Apprenticeships website for more details, and then from there look to see if you can contact the training provider and find the employers that are offering those positions.
Nice thing. Yeah, so is there any kind of final advice that you would want to give to a researcher who's thinking about becoming an archivist?
Just to reiterate what I've said before in terms of the networking opportunities, join the Archives and Records Association, sign up for the National Archives newsletter and the Scottish Council of Archives, attend webinars and training events, speak to professionals, visit archives exhibitions, but generally be open-minded and commitment to CPD and preparing yourself, and don't be afraid to apply for jobs if you don't think that you're fully qualified for it. If you are committed to developing yourself and committed to working for the business that you've applied for, there's a good chance that you will succeed in your application.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us today, Alexa, and for sharing your journey as a researcher and archivist.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.